We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
These guys that took like a $26 million loan because he knew he was going to get paid, basically. And he's paying these people now because, you know, they were like, basically, well, let's take a flyer on him. We're going to give him $26 million or whatever he wants because, and he makes $340 now. I mean, he's remarkable.
He signed a $330 million 14-year contract at the age of 21.
21.
And some people were like, do you really give $330 million to somebody who is this unestablished? And it's like,
yes,
if he becomes what he's supposed to become, it'll be a bargain.
It's cheap.
You will not regret a day of
it.
And so far, it looks like one of the best bargains in baseball. Again, he's not just incredibly productive. He's star. Like, he walks around like a star. If he's not already the face of baseball, he'll be the face of baseball.
So he hits a bomb and starts this thing.
Oh, yeah. So now it's 8-1.
Yeah.
Then later on in the inning, they load the bases. And at this point, because the Padres have given up 8 runs in the first 3 innings, they're into their bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
They got a middle reliever in, and they just let their middle reliever hit because it's like, we can't run through pitchers like this.
Right.
Got a long game, and we're down 8-1 still. So let's just let the middle reliever hit so we can get a couple more innings out of it.
This is wild.
Grand slam. His name's Daniel Camarena. It was his first hit ever in Major League Baseball. Relief pitchers don't hit. It was his first hit ever. It's a grand slam off of Max Scherzer, 2-time Cy Young Award winner. He becomes the first relief pitcher to hit a grand slam since Don Robinson in 1985. So there were like 3 things that happened in that Washington Nationals Padres game last night that either haven't happened in 35 years or ever. So that was your
crazy
wild Thursday night baseball, and we'll see if anything on Friday night can live up to that.
Story number 3.
Weird scene this morning at the Scottish Opens. Roy McIlroy and John Rahm are standing on the 10th tee.
I saw this.
And this guy walks up to McIlroy's bag and pulls his 6-iron out. And then walks over to the tee box and like just starts swinging it like he's trying to get loose. And Roy is sitting there like, what is going on? Who is that? Like, I don't know if this
they
is.
They just kind of look at the dude.
Like oh, at first it was like, well, anybody who's walking up and grabbing a club out of the bag must
is an official, or he's got, well, he, I guess he's supposed to be here.
Guess he's supposed to be here.
Yeah.
He's just not here. Not supposed to be here.
No.
So security gets him, and they took him to a hospital because they're like, you know, this guy must be crazy.
Right.
I don't know what the outcome of that is. 35 years old.
Intoxicated.
Intoxicated, unwell. Yeah. I don't know.
That's wild, man.
But, you know, we've seen several instances in recent months of like fans jumping on the field. There was a guy ran on to the course at a golf tournament not too long ago and, like, you know, like, I think hit a couple of balls.
Yeah, he's out on the course.
Yeah, like, swinging in the fairway. And, like, it's all funny. Like, everybody, like, the clip goes viral and everybody laughs at it. Like, oh, look at this wild guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm old enough to remember when a fan jumped on a tennis court and stabbed Monica Seles back.
I am, too.
And so, you know, that was obviously a thing that happened, and it's very rare. But I've never got that out of my head.
Right.
And I don't know how any other athlete could get that out of their head that, hey, this person might just be drunk, might just be trying to get on TV,
right,
might just be, you know, accepting a dare. It could also be the type of person who wants to put a knife in somebody's back.
So I saw this clip this morning, and Jeffrey and I talked about it. At no point during this clip did I think danger. But you could see a scenario. I mean, because we've seen it with Monica Seles. You've seen these danger scenarios, fans with weapons and knives and stuff, like, Rory probably shouldn't be that comfortable with a guy on the tee box.
Yeah, like, you know, the guy never made any sort of aggressive move other than take the 6-iron out of the bag.
The club head cover or whatever, he was trying to screw with that.
So he didn't startle anybody, but still, like, you know, those things are always funny until they're not.
Right.
And so...
Yeah, it's true.
Hopefully we don't see any more of that at any other golf tournaments, especially here at TPC Southwind next month.
Story number four.
Rachel Heck, St. Agnes graduate, is 1 under par through 15 in the second round of the Marathon LPGA Classic. She is obviously one of only two amateurs playing in this event, and she's in the top 30 right now. Now, she's way off the lead because the leader is 12 under through 17 after shooting a 61 in the first round. So she's 11 shots back of that, but she is still not quite in the top 30. She was in the top 30 at the end of yesterday. Right now she is tied for 66th. It looks like she just bogeyed another hole. She did. So she's 2 over now for her round, even on the tournament, tied for 66. But to put this into perspective, the only other amateur who is playing in this is a young woman named Kennedy Swan, and she's 10 over par in this event.
Yeah.
And Rachel is even, again, going to 17 in round two. So representing herself and her city and in Stanford, well, the reigning national champion, probably not going to get her first LPGA win this weekend, but she is competing with the best players in the world and showing all of the things that make people think she's got a chance to really be a star in this sport going forward. Rachel Heck, even par, round two on the LPGA Tour. Jeff Calkins up next. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. So smooth, you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it is a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Makes no sense to spend more money on a bottle of vodka than the money you're going to be asked to spend on a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka, because I've already identified New Amsterdam as a quality vodka. So just get you a big boy bottle for a little less than $20 in most liquor stores in the Memphis area, and you can save that other $10 to $15 you might spend on another brand and, I don't know, buy you some little Kool-Aid mixers with it or something. I'm not going to tell you what to do with the other $10 or $15. I'm just saying you'll have an extra $10 or $15. You just do this the smart way. They got flavor vodkas as well. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka, pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary. So we're starting to disperse up here, and I did just get a text from my nephew, Peter, not to be confused with my son, Peter. He's married to Liz, and he sent me a text.
Let me stop you here for a second.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you guys coordinate this where you don't have two sons named Peter? Imagine if I had a cousin named Gary. That'd be dumb.
Well, we'll get into that in a moment.
Okay.
I'm going to readjust. We'll get into this in a moment, because it's an interesting question, right? So, anyway, Peter and Liz, they're young 30s. They're heading back home. I, of course, tell them, you know, what our radio show is about, all the important sports topics like air conditioning and everything else that we've hit this week.
Sure.
And the text said, Liz and I both had a Burger King chicken sandwich just now, and they are decidedly excellent.
I'm telling you.
Two more pro votes for the Burger King chicken sandwich. On the other point, it's a little ridiculous, because we don't do the whole thirds, you know, second, juniors, thirds, all that stuff. We don't do that. There's no kid in my family who is named the same name as their parent. you know, in my whole extended family, there's no juniors. But there's three, just among, let's just say, the nine kids, our spouses and their kids, and my parents. So we'll say my parents, they had nine kids, they got married, and they had more kids, okay? Here you go. There's three Jeffs with a G, G-E-O-F-F. There's me, and then I have two different nephews, Jeff. One is Jeff Calkins, and one is Jeff Oxnard.
And so are they named after you, like in honor?
Nah, I think they just like the name. I don't really think it's like there's no, like, they never call up and say, we are going to honor you by naming our, you know, just right. the names just keep cropping up, okay? So there's three Jeffs. There's two Jones. Now, one of those Jones was married into. Like, no one named another kid Joan. Because let's be honest, no one names a kid Joan anymore, right? You know, but, so there's two Jones. There's three Jeffs. There's two Bens. There's two Hughes. There's, let's see, two Tims. There's, did I mention the Virginias? I think I mentioned the Virginias.
I don't think you did.
There's two Virginias. Here's something that's really confusing. My dad is Evan. I have a nephew, Evan, and then a niece who's actually went out and decided to have she just gave up on men, I guess, in the end. Or I don't want to speak for her. She decided to go out and pick a man out of a catalog and have her own baby. You know, just like, I'm done with men. I'll just do this on my own.
Sure.
Right? And she is having a daughter named Evan. So we're going to have my dad, Evan, and then my nephew, Evan, and then my niece, Trisha, is having a daughter, Evan. So now we're going to have three Evans. I mentioned the two Peters. I don't know if I mentioned the two Peters. So I will say there's a fair amount of overlap there. And I don't really know why it is. You would think we could be more creative than that, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, Kelly and I got pregnant. We had a son. She wanted to name him Aiden. I said, this doesn't seem like the type of thing to fight about. So his name is Aiden. And then at that point, I feel like my brother-in-law and my brother, anybody in our family, where if they have kids, they will be my kid's cousin. It's like, okay, Aiden's off the list now. You can't use Aiden.
Aiden's off the table.
Right, Aiden's off the table, so we'll go with Dawson. So they go with Dawson, and then we're like, okay, if we get pregnant with another boy, Dawson is now off the table. We can't have a Dawson, so we'll go with Oliver. And it's just like it's just sort of understood.
We do it like the opposite. We do it like, like if you got, you know, one Lucy, and there's only one Lucy, like what does it do? Because it's always beaten. Like a Lucy, which is a single Lucy, is beaten by two Peters, which is beaten by three Evans, three of a kind. Three of a kind beats two of a kind, which beats one of a kind. Now we have no four of a kind.
Thank God. Yeah. It just seems confusing to me. And so easily avoidable. I mean,
there are more names like, than just the seven continue to recycle.
Like, can't you take one of those Peters and turn him into a Zion?
God, if I only could. Like, if I only could take my Peter and turn him into a Zion. No disrespect to Peter if he's listening right now, but we could name him Zion.
From now on,
Zion. Well, I mean, let's be honest. The girl who won the the spelling contest last night, right? Her dad changed her last name. Her dad gave her a new last name. What's her last name again? It's look her up. He just sort of picked a random last name, which was not his last name, to honor a great jazz
player. Avant-garde or something like that?
Yeah, avant-garde. Right, exactly. Named her avant-garde. I could name Peter avant-garde, except, of course, now I'm just stealing someone else's name. Like, why I can't just, you know, decide our own names. But, yeah.
Was there ever any pressure on you to, like, name your sons in honor of somebody else? Like, people would be like, you know, you should really use so-and-so's middle name or whatever. Did you have to deal with that at all?
Never. No. In fact, the truth of the matter is, like, I have Ben, Andrew, and Peter. And I have a brother, Ben, but I didn't name Ben my brother. My brother Ben's kind of a difficult personality. I named Ben because we like the name Ben.
Like, okay.
And then Andrew does have a cousin, Andy. I consider those kind of different names, although I suppose Andy's also an Andrew. But again, we just picked a name. We liked it. And Peter, same thing. No, there's been no pressure to name. There should be pressure to not name someone after. But did you have pressure?
Well, I don't remember it being pressure as much as I remember it being a thing that people talked about once the name was established. So, like, Aiden's name is Aiden Turner Parrish. And, like, my grandfather was Albert Turner Parrish, A.T., and then my dad was Gary Turner Parrish Sr. I'm Gary Turner Parrish Jr. And so Turner had, and I.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So
where's the Turner? Where's the original Turner?
I have no idea. I've never even asked. People all the time ask me, like, so what? Where is the Parrish family come from? I'm like, I don't know. As far as I go back, as my grandparents were in Red Bay, Alabama. I don't know. I need to do one of those.
Genealogy.
Yeah, like I could figure out, you know, exactly what the score is here. But
Turner's a good middle name too.
I thought so. One of my regrets is not at some point in childhood becoming Turner Parrish as opposed to Gary Parrish.
I don't like the name Turner as a first name.
Love
no
Turner
disrespect
Parrish.
To Turners.
Sounds
out there.
I think Turner Parrish sounds a lot better than Gary Parrish. I would so much rather be Turner Parrish.
Strong.
And what's weird is when I was little, I thought Turner was a weird middle name. Aiden Turner Parrish. That was intentional. But then we had Oliver, and Oliver's that was a whole deal. I've told this story before. We were trying to come up with names, and it becomes one of those deals where I'd say, "What do you think about this?" And Kelly wouldn't like this name, or she'd come up with a name I wouldn't like that name. And so I said, "Okay, listen, we don't have to talk about every name in the history of names. How about you just come up with like a list of 10 at some point, and I'll say, yeah, I like that one, or yeah, I like that one. No, I don't like that one, don't like that one, and then we'll figure it out. It'll get done. He'll get a name." And so she comes to with a list at some point, and she's like, "What do you think of Oliver?" I said, "I like Oliver." And she's like, "Well, what do you think of this?" And I'm like, "I don't like that. What do you think of this?" "Nah, that's awful." She's like, "What do you think of Carter?" I'm like, "I kind of dig Carter. Carter's fine." And so she's like, "Okay." And next thing I know, she's getting things monogrammed, Oliver Carter Parrish. And I'm like, I don't like Oliver and Carter together.
Right, no, that, and she's trying to slip one past you. That is not what that exercise was about.
Here comes the slipping one past me. It's not Oliver Carter. I don't like that together. I liked Oliver as a possible first name, and I kind of like Carter as a possible first name, but I didn't like them together, Oliver Carter. It just doesn't. I don't like that together.
Of course, the weird thing is you went Turner, didn't you?
Aiden Turner. So it's not.
It's not Oliver. Also Turner.
Yeah. Okay. No. It's not. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I said I don't like Oliver Carter together, and she was like, "Well, that's just what it is." I'm like, "What do you mean, what it is?" I was like, the baby is like 3 months from being born. Like, we got 3 months to work on this. She was like, "I've already got some stuff monogrammed." I'm saying, so you're saying our second child is tied to a name now because you spent $75 monogramming a pillow? Like, surely that can't be the end game here. Right. And she was like, "It's Oliver Carter. It'll be fine." And at some point, I was like, "Whatever. I don't care." So then Oliver's born. And far as I know, he's going to be Oliver Carter Parrish. I even think the initial announcements were like Oliver Carter Parrish. And so then I leave to go get something to eat, come back to the hospital. Kelly might be asleep or something. And so the nurse comes in with the birth certificate. She's like, "Hey, got the birth certificate ready. Just wanted you to go over it and check it, make sure everything's right." And she said, "You know, Kelly's asleep. Can I just give it to you?" I said, "Yeah, just give it to me." I look at this birth certificate. It says Oliver Carter Gene Parrish. And I'm like, "What is going on? Where did Gene come from?" And Kelly was like, "It's my
At this point, you then woke Kelly up.
Yes.
At this point, you woke Kelly up. Yeah, where the hell did Gene get in here?
Yeah. How did Gene get involved here?" And she was like, "My grandmother is Dorothy Gene, and it'll mean a lot to her." And I'm like, we're just throwing names. I didn't even like Carter, and rather than get rid of Carter, we added Gene in there. Like, the whole thing seems. I feel like I've been completely left out of this process. And so,
in fairness, you hadn't been.
I had been. The reason I felt that way is because it was accurate.
Right, yeah.
So, again, and she was like, "Well, listen, it'll mean something to my grandmother." And whoever looks at somebody's birth certificate, you can call Oliver whatever you want to call him, but the birth certificate's going to be Oliver Carter Gene Parrish. I'm like, fine. This is, again, not the thing I need to be fighting about. Fine. He's Oliver Carter Gene Parrish. And then I swear, at some point, my mom was like, so you named Oliver after your Uncle Ray. I'm like, Uncle, what? Because I have an Uncle Ray Oliver. His last name's Oliver, Ray Oliver. And I was like, what? She was like, I was sort of surprised you named your son after Uncle Ray. I'm like, it never even occurred to me that I have an Uncle Ray whose last name is Oliver. What are you thought? You genuinely think I named Oliver after Uncle? Like, I sat down with Kelly and said, I'd really like to name our second child after my Uncle Ray, who isn't even actually my uncle. He just grew up with my...
And also, that wouldn't have been Ray. It would have been Oliver Carter Jean Ray.
I just remember going, what? You really think we named Oliver after Uncle Ray? Like, I love Uncle Ray. And he got twin daughters, Cindy and Wendy. They're all great. But not that I wasn't inspired to name Oliver after Uncle Ray. It's just, but like, you know, somebody actually thought that we did that because you connect these names. It's just like Oliver is a name Kelly said to me one time when I was trying to rank the top 25 in one. And I just said, okay, yeah, Oliver sounds good. That's the extent of it. And then Louis is Louis Daniel. And I think there's some assumption that he's Louis Daniel after my brother, Tony Daniel. And I guess if we need it to be that, it can be. But I don't really remember that being a part of the conversation as much as...
Where did Louis come from? I think you do well with your names.
Kelly,
honestly, no disrespect to Aiden, I really like Oliver and Louis. I think those are totally cool names. And I think Louis is totally cool because you don't see a lot of Louis, you know?
The only problem with Louis is it's Louis. He gets called Louis, you know? He's going to be called Louis. Like, he'll be... You know, he'll be playing high school baseball someday, and they'll say, now, you know, at the plate for, you know, whatever school, Lewis. You know, that's going to be a thing. But, like, you know, we call him Lou more than we call him Louie. He's just Lou. But, yeah, Louie Oliver, because those are, honestly, you can tell where we were in our lives when we named our children. When we named Aiden, Kelly was 21 years old watching Sex in the City. there was a character named Aiden on there, and that's where Aiden comes from a 21 year old watching Sex in the City and being like, I really like this.
Okay,
show.
Then where did the other ones come from? Well, Oliver, we know. Well, we know where she got. We know that you just signed.
Oliver came from Uncle Ray, clearly. And we were just at that point. We're just looking for. I liked sophisticated standing names. Like, I didn't want another whatever the 2013 version of Aiden was. Like, let's.
It's Turner. I'll tell you what it is. It's Turner.
It might be Turner. Like, it might be Turner.
You know, that's why I don't like. I mean, Turner. I like it actually the middle name better than the first name. It's like this whole phase that people do of turning last names into first names. And yeah, I'm not big on that. But I mean, here's the truth that I think is right is that before you name your kid, you never ask people what they think of the name. You ask your spouse or baby daddy or whatever you got, but you don't ask for advice because someone's going to say, I hate that name, and then you're going to name him Oliver anyway, right? So you just don't do it. You decide, and then you reveal it as a done deal, finished product. And the truth of the matter is, every name's fine. You know, they all work out. We got a little too many duplicates in our family, but names work out.
I don't think every name's fine in the year 2021. Like, would you, and I'm not saying this to try to be funny because it's not even funny. I'm just asking from an honest place. Would you name your kid Dick? You can't do it.
OJ. I would stay away from OJ.
Stay away from OJ.
Point, you know.
I did find a study. This was a few years ago when Donald Trump was running for president the first time against Hillary Clinton, and two of the most unpopular names in America at that time were like Donald and Hillary, because it was like, I don't want my kid being connected to
it. It is funny. Like, even I voted for Hillary, but I wouldn't name my kid Hillary now because Hillary is like that person, and it's just Hillary used to be this sort of. Like, you'd think Hillary, I sort of thought of this pretty, I don't know, you have things to go with names, right? Now, if I say Hillary, whatever you think of Hillary one way or another, you think of her,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's, I think we gotta let Hillary freshen up a little bit.
how about if you had a daughter, would you name her Killary?
I don't think I'd name her Killary, no. I don't think I'd name her Hillary. But it is funny. I think Hillary's probably fallen off a cliff.
The study I read said that Hillary and Donald had both fallen off a cliff because, you know, a significant portion of America was like, if you hear the name Donald, you think of Donald Trump. I don't want my kid dealing with that. And vice versa. If you never hear the name Hillary, you think of Hillary Clinton. I don't want my kid.
But Donald was already done. I mean, who the hell named their kid Donald anyway?
Donald's like Gary. You know? Yeah, like nobody's naming their kid Gary anymore unless they're trying to carry on a name. There's a few names that like that you got to just stay away from because it'll never be your name. It'll always...
Is there any others?
Well,
Barack, but no one named you. I never heard of Barack before Barack, so I can't, you know.
Kanye.
I'd never heard of Kanye before Kanye.
Yeah. Beyonce.
I mean, give me a name that has actually, what?
Beyonce?
Again, I don't think I'd ever heard Beyonce before Beyonce. So, like a name that was popular.
Here's one. Britney.
I think there's still a lot of Britneys. I think people just plunge ahead with Britney. I don't think, but yeah, I wouldn't. But I think Britney's probably. But I bet Britney's still reasonably popular. You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think now, like, it's Britney Spears owns that name.
Because Britney's, that's it?
Yeah.
We're done?
I wonder if Kim has reached that level yet.
The other thing is that with Donald and Hillary, it's not just they own the name, it's that half of the world hates them. You know what I mean? Like, whereas Kim, no one really hates Kim, right? They might think it's overplayed or overdone or whatever else, but...
What about Kendall?
I think you can name your kid Kendall.
Maybe.
I still think you can name your kid Kendall.
Taylor? Does Taylor Swift own Taylor?
But again, I think if it's positive, I think you're allowed to. How about Peyton? There's a lot of Peytons out there, right? We know there are a lot of Peytons out there just because Peyton, there's only one Peyton. You say Peyton, and I think Peyton, right?
Right.
I certainly think Z Peyton. That's the only dude I think about.
Is Eli same thing?
To a lesser extent, yeah. I think if someone names a kid, in fact, I met somewhere a Peyton the other day, and I literally asked them where they're from, expecting them to say Indianapolis or Tennessee or something, and in the end, this Peyton had nothing to do with it. But that, you immediately make that assumption that there's a probably like Archie once upon a time, right? But then it was, we're going to name them after it because yes, they own that name, but I'm going to name them that as an homage to them because they're so popular and because we love them.
A couple of people, and I think this is actually true. No offense to any of my friends named Karen, but.
But
Karen has become a.
It's
a nickname.
It's a meme.
It's a
shorthand. It's a shorthand for being intolerant idiot.
Yeah. So I don't know that you can name your daughter Karen now because she starts off as a Karen.
Karen's kind of been destroyed. Except for Karens probably don't know that Karen is a thing. People who would name their kid Karen still aren't aware that Karen's been co-opted.
They're probably Karens. They're only people
it's
that
an insult.
They're probably Karens. That's a tough
Karens
spot to be a Karen and then have a blind spot for how to name your daughter. That's a rough deal.
But you'll probably never know because the people you're in your circle with won't know Karens either, you know.
Is there any other like
name that's become a shorthand for stands for something?
Or
except for Dick. Don't be a Dick.
Yeah.
Don't be a Karen.
Yeah, I think there's like Chad might be that a little bit. Like Barstool is always talking about Chad and Brad, like, you know, at the gym. So like, but that's like, right. That's in that little world. I don't think that resonates as much as Karen. Karen's a problem now. It's a real problem.
Karen is definitely a problem.
Is there any other like, ooh, what about Bruce? If you're Bruce, do you immediately think of Bruce Springsteen? Can you be Bruce?
I think you can be Bruce.
I think you can be Bruce.
Hey, I don't know that everyone thinks of him, but again, if it's someone who people only have positive connotations to their name, it doesn't destroy it. It only destroys it if it's either OJ, 100% negative,
that's tough,
right? Or if it's 50-50 hated by half the world. But if someone who's universally beloved, like Diana after she was, you know, the princess, Diana is still Diana. But you can name your kid Diana.
Of course you can. I think you can.
Yeah.
And in the Calkins family, you could name four of your kids Diana. What a weird thing y'all got going on.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the other weird thing. I learned this. It was weird to me that the brothers in my family, we don't have middle names. I'm Jeffrey Calkins, Hugh Calkins, Steve Calkins, Ben Calkins, Tim Calkins. The girls all have middle names. And that's weird because in the traditional, what would happen is the girl surrenders her middle name anyway when she gets married, which, you know, the tradition, you take the husband's name, your last name becomes your middle name, your middle name is bounced, right? It was only on this trip that I've never understood why we did that. And this is my father, the sexist. He said he didn't think that boys needed a middle name to be taken seriously, but that girls, in order to be taken seriously, needed a middle name. In academia or be a whatever, you need a good, strong middle name to be taken seriously. And the ridiculous thing is the names that my sisters have, totally preposterous. The worst one, Joan Grosvenor. You think that really made her serious, like taken seriously because she had a name, Grosvenor, Joan Grosvenor?
I will say that you all went to Ivy League schools, so like, it's
yeah, but I don't think it was on the strength of their middle names. Sarah Whiten, Lucy McCormick, Joan Grosvenor, and Ellen Roundtree. Those are the names of my sisters. I think my parents could have done better, I'll be honest, with the naming.
Whitney on Twitter says you can't name a kid Adolf. I think we all agree with that, right?
Oh,
yes.
I think Adolf. Thank you, Whitney. I think that's
yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah, hit one there.
I think Adolf is probably done forever. Yeah.
God. Imagine if your friend like was
Attila,
pregnant.
Also not big. Attila. You don't see a lot of Attilas anymore, right?
Imagine if your friend was like, yeah, you know, we're having a little boy, and you're like, oh, cool. Have you guys picked out a name yet? And he was dead serious, like, yeah, Adolf.
You're like, oh my God!
You're like, what, dude? You cannot name your kid Adolf.
No,
like you know you can't name your kid Adolf, right? Why? Why not? Like you should
know
that.
There's some Dolphs in the world. Like Dolph Shays was a basketball player, right?
Young Dolph.
But he was a young Adolf.
Yeah, at one point, he was. I'm assuming. But
I think you can't. I think you're right. I think Adolf is out.
I think Adolf is out.
How about Saddam? Think there's out in that part of the world? Are Saddam still big? Probably, right?
I think you got to stay away from Saddam.
No, you can't name it Saddam.
I think you got to stay away from
Saddam. I think in the U.S. you may not be able to do Saddam, but if you're in Iraq, you can still do Saddam, right?
I don't know. They hung that dude in Iraq.
Yes.
I saw video of it.
Of course you did.
At one point, there was like you could just watch video of them hanging Saddam Hussein.
I think you watch a lot of hangings.
I watch everything, man.
I forgot. Is that what happened to Saddam? They found him in the hole, right? Didn't they find him in the?
Yeah, I think they found him in a hole, and then they hung him. And like as
they hung him,
yeah, they were getting ready to hang him.
Did they hang him, or did our like surrogates there hang him? Like, do the people now who live in Iraq, do they hate Saddam?
I can't speak to that. I don't know. I ain't talked to him lately. I don't know.
You're exactly right. I'd have five little Saddams in my family. If I had one, I'd have five, you know?
Hey, little Saddam, meet your cousin Saddam, Calkins. Like, what? Yeah. And then how's Adolf doing? Like, what have you got? This whole thing, this whole thing is just, it's hard, man. It's a hard world, you know? It's hard to get through this world.
At least we can count on the chicken sandwich.
At least we can count on it. Hey, just an update. My buddy BP finally went and tried the cha-ching.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Another winner?
Excellent was his review.
They're not sold out still.
No one has even said it's okay. No one's even said meh. All of our reviews. No one has said, but they've all been positive.
I'm just telling you, it's. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't come on here and tell you to go get like the. I've tried them all. The KFC new chicken sandwich is garbage. Don't go get that one. It's not worth your time. The Zaxby's one is pretty good, but it's not Cha-King level. The Cha-King is special. It's a special chicken sandwich. And I actually thought about this. If you were KFC, it's insane how much time I've spent thinking about this. If you're KFC, you come out with your new chicken sandwich. Can't you just not release it until it's better than Popeyes? Like, you just got to go, hey, okay, let's try this. Is it better than Popeyes? Nope. Okay, then we're going to keep working on it. Because I read something that the reason it took Burger King years to upgrade their chicken sandwich is because they kept working on it until they said, this is going to be a smash hit. Where it looks like KFC just said, hey, here's our new chicken sandwich. Who cares if it's a 6 on a scale of 1 to 10?
I felt that exact same way about McDonald's. Because, like, people had been, the McDonald's franchisees needed something to compete because they'd been, you know, the Popeyes and Chick-fil-A and whatever else, and they'd been left out. So they needed something. I just find it hard to believe, I've had it twice now, that you would taste that chicken sandwich and think this is anything that competes. And honestly, I don't believe a focus group would tell you that. I don't think, like, unless you got a bunch of people named McDonald together in the room, like, or whatever, I can't imagine any world in which a bunch of objective people would say that McDonald's chicken sandwich comes close to the best chicken sandwiches. So why release it?
Yeah, like,
if you're going to do it, they already had a mediocre chicken sandwich. Just stick with that one.
I don't understand it. Like, if you're at McDonald's, like, hey, let's give it our best shot. Okay, this isn't working. At what point do you just go hire somebody who was at Popeyes who invented that thing and say, come on over and invent us a chicken sandwich that is comparable to the Popeyes chicken sandwich? We need a new one, but it's got to be great. Burger King did that. They said, okay, we're going to work on this till we get it right, and then we're going to blow the roof off this thing. And that's exactly what they've done. KFC, like, they just put out a completely mediocre new chicken sandwich and then, like, put commercials on, like, the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. And I'm like, okay, KFC, I'll come try you. And then I was like, what is this? I felt like I wasted – I felt awful going to – I was like, I cannot believe I just wasted 900 calories on this mediocre chicken sandwich. I was actually mad. Oh, I got a tweet from somebody. They said his son, Brian, he said his son goes to school with somebody named Adolf.
Oh, no.
That's a tough one. Yeah, that's what he said. I'm going to take Brian at his word. And Young Dolph, it's been pointed out to me on Twitter. You know what Young Dolph's real name is?
What?
Adolf Robert Thornton Jr.
Really? Well, I changed my name to Young Dolph too.
Me too. That's if you got to go through
Dolph,
life,
like Dolph is a totally different name.
Yeah, it sounds
you're
more.
Okay,
makes me think more of dolphins than it does Adolf Hitler. You know,
right?
I say right. Young Dolph. I think of SeaWorld. I don't think of Adolf Hitler. That was an improvement Young Dolph made on that name. Except now he's 35, and at what point are you not Young Dolph anymore? That's right. A separate conversation. We'll have that one on Monday.
All right. You're bad. Bye.
Bye-bye. Adolf Robert Thornton Jr. I always thought it was you got to be careful about putting young in your name if you're a rapper. Because, like, you're not going to stay young forever.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you get murdered in your 20s, which happens.
Yes.
It does happen.
You chronicle it on this show a lot.
But, like, at some point, you're not Young Dolph anymore.
You're old Dolph.
You're like middle-aged Dolph.
Yeah.
And then you're old Dolph, and then you're like, you know, senior citizen Dolph.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Can you imagine being at the nursing home with Young Dolph, and you're like, hey, who all is staying here? Yeah, it's me and Al, Robert, Young Dolph.
It is going to be, I mean, I guess I could imagine staying in a nursing home with Young Dolph.
He's over there in the corner, Young Dolph. Young Dolph is freaking 80, dude. What are you talking about?
Young Dolph is 82 years old.
He is old as hell.
Still walking around calling himself Young Dolph.
He's got a bag they're holding up next to him. You know, he needs help.
Sometimes I think rappers don't think it through all the way. Like, okay.
Moneybag Yo is a great rap name. That's the best rap name out.
It's fine.
Oh, it's not your favorite, huh?
I'm actually fascinated by how you can just pick your own name.
I was really excited.
You're close to a rapper. You just picked your own name.
I picked my own name. Yeah, I mean, Cowboy Carson, Brad Carson. What do you want? I was Brad Kelly in Las Vegas for a time with ex-girlfriend's last name. I'm like, screw you, Kelly. I'm gonna use your name on a radio.
Dude, you hold up. Stop for a second.
Sorry, we only got 20 minutes, Gary. We're running long, man.
Okay, we'll take a break, and then I'm gonna come back and try to understand why you thought it was wise to name yourself after your ex-girlfriend, because that's creepo.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
I had to come up with a name.
We'll be back in a second.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. Give them a call, 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what it is you're looking for. what you're trying to do with a computer. Like, you make a music videos for Young Dolph? Well, then you probably need to spend, you know, a few thousand dollars on a computer to have a machine capable of doing that at a high level. But if you just mess around on Facebook, YouTube, emailing, you don't need to spend that kind of money on a computer. It's a waste of money. Cooper Systems, they can help you with that. Because they've got high-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets, a big variety. So if you only need a machine that is valued at $300 but can still do everything you need it to do, they're going to have that for you. Big box stores are not going to have that for you. But at Cooper Systems, if you only need a machine to do a small handful of things, oh, that's a machine that you can get for a few $100 and you can get it at Cooper Systems. 360-9679, they're on the web, coopersystems.com. When we left you, Brad Carson had inadvertently acknowledged that he once named, for people who don't know, Brad Carson is not really
not
Brad
my real
Carson.
Name. We've said that on the show for the last 10
years. Yeah, like Brad's son's last name is not Carson.
It's not mine, yeah.
Like, Brad's real name is not Carson.
That's right.
You comfortable saying your real name on the radio right now?
I don't think so.
Weird to me.
It's closer to Adolf than it is to Carson.
Okay.
And I think it's the same, it's from the same country. So
yeah. Okay. So Brad Carson hasn't always been Brad Carson. No. He used to be Brad Kelly.
Yeah, Brad Kelly.
On the radio in Las Vegas, yeah. Brad Kelly.
Yeah, I was a DJ in Las Vegas.
And you named yourself that after you broke up with a girl named Kelly.
That's right. So
even with the benefit of hindsight, do you now recognize that's weird?
It's a little creepy. I will acknowledge that.
Very creepy.
Okay. But, first of all, Kelly is a fine-sounding fake name. And that's sort of where I was going with it.
Yeah, but
know?
it cannot be your... Like,
listen, I just wanted her to regret when she would take any trip to Las Vegas. It was only for 3 years. This is from 1997.
Only for 3 years you called yourself your ex-girlfriend's name?
From the year 1997 to 2000 at Mix 94.1 in Las Vegas, Brad Kelly was roaming the airwaves. So anytime Kelly would come to the market from Illinois after she dumped my ass, she going to hear Brad Kelly.
Oh, yeah. And you know what she thought?
You're
every
a creepy
time?
Wacko, and I'm glad I dumped your ass.
That's exactly right. What a cuckoo.
Listen, I was like 20 years old. You got to.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
of course.
You know, like age, we all get better at stuff.
No, I was just as stupid. Like, I mean, I didn't do that, but like, I can remember changing my voicemail to a Counting Crows song just so a girl would hear that.
Hear
when
that
it
when she
up.
Calls yeah. and it was her song with you or something? Like, y'all like that song?
I don't remember the exact context, but I remember doing that thinking that will do something other than make me look weird. You know? So listen, I'm not immune to doing stupid
I've
stuff.
I've done a lot of weird stuff, as we've talked about.
In the spirit of a broken heart.
Yeah.
But I never changed my name to
That's a ringtone, Gary. That's whatever.
Yeah, like I got dumped.
Yeah, we all get dumped now
and then.
Yeah,
I got dumped, but it never occurred to me to call myself by the girl's name.
Yeah, like if her name was Violet, it'd be Gary Violet or whatever.
Yeah, no, I never even I'll name my first daughter Violet to get back at her. Like, what? You don't get back at
see,
it.
See, it's a fake name, though. It just comes and goes. It's an alias. People, nobody cares.
People do this sometimes on Facebook. You'll see them just trashing their ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend.
Oh, no, that's dumb.
Ex-husband, ex-wife.
Yeah.
And I'll just have
publicly.
You know. Publicly.
Yeah.
And what they think is, boy, this is going to make that person look bad and make me, by extension, look good. And here's the truth. Yeah. It's actually the exact opposite.
Yeah.
It might make the other person look bad, but it makes you look really super weird. Like, I know things about people strictly because they've posted it on Facebook that I don't need to know.
It is remarkable what people tell about themselves on Facebook. Like, they go on these rants about people. Yeah, it's a bad look.
Yeah.
But maybe I shouldn't have done that.
I have never once seen somebody trash their ex-husband, ex-wife.
Yeah.
Their estranged husband, estranged wife, ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, estranged sister, estranged brother. Mm-hmm. I've never read one of those posts and gone,
oh, boy.
Well, I've never read one of those posts and not gone, ooh, this person's way oversharing. Way oversharing. This is way too much.
Right?
This should not be all on
Social media
on
is
Facebook.
Like public. Right.
Yeah, it doesn't make you look good. It might make the other person look bad, but it makes you look crazy.
Yeah.
So what you do? Yeah. If you want,
so does this make me crazy that I used a girlfriend for
100? Okay.
Late 90s, Gary.
Question from Sean on Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you have an ex girlfriend named Carson as well?
No. So I moved on past that. As Johnny Carson.
That's really after Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah, I was a Johnny Carson fan.
Of course you were a Johnny Carson fan.
I'm a Huxer from Illinois. Come on, bro.
You cannot name yourself after your ex-girlfriend. That is so wild.
I've grown since those days.
Yeah. I mean, like, I did stupid, pathetic things. Like, you know, like, we all, when you're young.
We all do.
You think, okay, I'll do this thing, and it'll make this person regret it or feel bad or something, and it never does. It just makes the other person go, well, I'm glad I'm out of that. Like, oh, my God, this idiot changed his voicemail to a Counting Crows song. This is just reason enough for me to never call again. Right? But in that moment, you don't know that.
No.
It takes you a little while to learn that. At least you learned it eventually. Boy, naming yourself after your ex-girlfriend is wild. Wild. And I promise you, it did not have the impact you wanted.
I know it did.
You wanted it to have. There's just no chance of that. Be back with Dinner to Go. I got a Dateline preview. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but the most enlightening thing for me was that Cowboy Carson once was Brad Kelly in Las Vegas and named himself Brad Kelly after a woman named Kelly who dumped him.
Yeah.
I believe, if I remember that part of the story correctly, literally on the way to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You were driving to Las Vegas together, and she dumped you on the way to Las Vegas.
It was more like we got out there, she dropped me off, she flew back, and then I got like a letter. Because we're talking about letter time. There wasn't a lot of emails. But she it was like a Dear John letter, basically, she sent me, Gary.
Woo!
And I was pissed off, man. I was hot.
You were so pissed you decided to call yourself
Kelly. That was weird.
That was a weird thing you did.
What's the biggest game tonight?
I guess Major League Baseball, best game on the card. Yankees at Astros, Minute Maid Park. Nestor Cortez for the Yankees. Jake Odorizzi is pitching for Houston. The Astros are minus 130. Total's 9. First pitch at 7:10. You can watch it if you got an MLB subscription.
What should I watch on
TV? We got a brand new Dateline NBC 1 hour special. Starts at 9 o'clock. I got did a preview.
All right. So you want me to kill the music? Are we still doing this like?
Yeah. Okay. Kill the music.
And then we do it like that. Okay.
Preview. And then I spoil it.
You spend a lot of time on these.
Preview it. And then I spoil it.
Okay. Please.
I wrote a preview.
Thank you.
It was December 2007, a little after 9 a.m. in Quitman, Texas, when Jason Payne frantically called 911. He told the dispatcher his wife had been shot and that his stepson had also been shot. He said he just walked in and discovered them, and he didn't know what had happened, but that they looked dead to him, and please, please just hurry up and send help. So paramedics arrived within minutes, and what they found, it was a nightmare. Jason outside, holding a child, but inside, Nicole was dead with a gunshot wound to the head, and in the garage, her 16-year-old son from a previous relationship, Austin, was also dead with a gunshot wound to the face. Autopsies were conducted, and the coroner's conclusion was a murder-suicide committed by the 16-year-old. But Nicole's side of the family, they weren't so sure, and investigators in Texas, well, they also had their doubts that this was as it appeared. Did this happy, smart, well-liked, and accomplished 16-year-old really murder his mother and then take his own life, or was this a setup by somebody who deep down wanted both Nicole and Austin dead? That's tonight on Dateline.
Who is reporting?
Andrew Canning. It's a 1 hour. You're not going to get the 1 hour.
Why do we get the B squad?
Andrew Canning's fine. She's not
all right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.